Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Domingos on the 23rd of July, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Payment platform Vimo continues to make user histories public by default. The company says it's intended to be fun and social, and the option to go private is highly visible. Approximately 207 million transactions are currently publicly searchable even without the app. Vimo is owned by PayPal and had more than 7 million users in 2017. Cisco has announced a partnership with University College London to open one of the world's largest AI research centers. The announcement coincides with Cisco's recent $100 million funding commitment toward digital innovation initiatives in the United Kingdom. Part of the funding will go toward opening the research center, which will house up to 250 master's students and researchers working in the AI industry. It is set to open later this year. Amazon's Audible has plans to produce UK theater shows, a move that follows onto efforts in the US, where Audible co-produced the New York transfer of the Royal Court's Girls and Boys, starring Carey Mulligan. It is still early days yet, but this can be another way for Amazon to work with new talent, to work with the acting community, and to help raise awareness of audio. The world is moving toward a token-driven economy in which all kinds of assets, from stocks and bonds to real estate and fine art, will be represented by crypto tokens on blockchains, and this will unlock massive amounts of value. At least that's what IBM, which has set its sights on building software platforms for trading these tokens, is betting. And one of the first things it plans to help digitize as a bonus feature, it benefits the environment. Companies, governments, and others use what we call carbon offset credits to compensate for the carbon dioxide they emit. The credits are purchased or traded, and investment go toward reducing emissions somewhere else, such as renewable energy production or carbon sequestration. Facebook has suspended a US-based analytics firm while it investigates concerns about the collection and sharing of user data. Crimson Hexagon, based in Boston, describes itself as offering consumer insights and has contracts with government agencies around the world. Facebook said it was looking into whether some of these deals were in violation of its policies on surveillance. The network said it had not found any evidence so far that the data had been improperly obtained. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.